We've got our next two contestants, Mara McGee and Seth Christenfeld. Mara, you're in town visiting from Milwaukee.
Yes, I am. I came all the way from here. From there, not here.
Seth, you are getting a degree in writing musicals. Do you model yourself after any particular composer or lyricist?
Not particularly, no. I would say I not model myself after Stephen Sondheim, but that would be an insult to Sondheim.
You're very self-deprecating.
Yes,
like you.
Yes, I am.
Our next game is titled Put a Bjork in It. When I think of Bjork, I think of sadness, super high-pitched songs, and weirdo swan outfits, so this sounds like a terrible game. Jonathan?
That's right, Ophir, it is a terrible game, but not for those reasons. We're talking about the quirky Icelandic singer Bjork, but you don't need to know anything about her. We have...
Oh, good.
Well, no one does, really. We've cleverly inserted Bjork into words, phrases, and proper names, and you have to tell us what the resulting word or phrase is. For example, if we said, hailing from England, it's a small dog that was bred to catch rats, you would answer, Bjorkshire Terrier. Which is the worst kind of dog to have. That's a Yorkshire Terrier, and then you put a Bjork in it, and voila.
Is that anything like putting a bird on it?
It's very similar to putting a bird on it, except it's in it, and it's Bjork instead of a bird. Nanu Nanu is the greeting Robin Williams used on what popular 80s TV show? Mara.
Bjork and Mindy.
Bjork and Mindy is right. I really wish that she had been the one to play Mork from Ork. It would have changed the show.
I think Nanu Nanu is a Bjork album, though, is it not?
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like one.
It's an underwater activity you can do in the tropics without an oxygen tank on your back. Mara.
Bjorkling?
Yes, she says with disbelief. Yes, that's correct.
That's a thing. It's a real life
that
thing.
That is a thing. And when you're on the ship and someone falls over, you have to yell, man over Bjork.
Get it, girl.
It's a 1980s teen sex comedy movie series set at Angel Beach High School in 1950s Florida. Seth.
Bjorkies?
Bjorkies is correct.
That was totally made up. What was that?
Porkies. The original movie is Porkies. This judge was nominated to the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan, but was rejected by the Senate for being too politically extreme for the job. Seth.
Robert Bjork.
That's right.
Which is a slight improvement on his real name, actually.
What's the name of Buster Keaton's signature boater-like headwear? Seth.
A Bjork pie hat.
That's right, pork pie hat.
I don't like you anymore.
I'm sorry.
Don't take it personally, Mara. It's
I
just,
do.
All right. After a dry spell, this former heartthrob actor won a Golden Globe for his star turn in the 2008 Darren Aronofsky film, The Wrestler. Seth.
Mickey Bjork.
Mickey Bjork.
Oh, that guy.
It's the largest island of the Balearic Islands off the coast of Spain and a popular holiday destination. Mara.
My Bjorka.
My Bjorka.
Yeah. We can high five again. There we go.
Back on track.
Sure, when Mara gets one right,
yeah,
she high
fives.
That's
exactly what it is. I'm not shy about that.
All right, this is your last clue. According to a song written for Liza Minnelli, but made famous by Frank Sinatra, if you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere. Mara.
New Bjork, New Bjork.
You got it. So, Art, how did we do in this game?
We have another tie.
Wow.
Hands on your buzzers. You might use thumbtacks to pin flyers or notes on this wall hanging.
A Bjork board?
Cork board, that's correct. Sorry, Seth is our winner.
Congratulations, Seth. We'll see you again at our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Mara.